AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is telling Russian leaders the invasion of his country will backfire on them as their economy is strangled by Western sanctions. Former U.S. Ambassador to NATO, retired Lieutenant General Douglas Lute, thinks this is destined for a stalemate.
This may end up looking like something out of the Middle Ages in terms of cities being besieged and bombarded and so forth, with extraordinary misery. Very brutal tactics, indiscriminate shelling by the Russians.
Vice President Kamala Harris is backing calls for an international crimes investigation of Russia. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Harris is condemning yesterday's bombing of a maternity hospital in Ukraine.
Pregnant women going for health care? Being injured by, a missile, a bomb?
While she stops short of directly accusing Russia of war crimes.
Absolutely, there should be an investigation.
Saying Vladimir Putin's forces have committed atrocities against civilians, Harris spoke during a visit to Poland, which has taken in more than half the 2 million refugees who have left Ukraine. Poland's president warns of a refugee disaster if his nation does not get more aid to help those fleeing the violence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The government says inflation jumped 7.9% over the past year, the sharpest increase since 1982. Slightly more Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. Stocks have opened with big losses. Prosecutors in the trial of four men charged with planning to kidnap the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, are showing jurors profanity-filled messages and social media posts by the two men some months before the FBI got involved in the case. Prosecutors say the men were angry about Whitmer's pandemic restrictions, and defense attorneys say the FBI tricked and cajoled the defendants into agreeing to a plot to kidnap the governor. This is AP News. As the fighting continues in Ukraine, doctors are working to try to stop the spread of the coronavirus. More than 2 million people have fled across neighboring borders with Ukraine, and it's all happening during a pandemic.
People are going to be exposed to things, maybe at more risk of an infection, of various respiratory tract infections, including COVID.
Molecular microbiologist Professor Stephen Baker says displacement raises the risks. Dr. Catherine Smallwood at the World Health Organization says the virus risks are greater in Ukraine.
34% of the population, adult population, has completed their vaccination series. Only one-third of over 60s have.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Bakir Nakas is worried about virus mutations.
New mutant can appear as a more stronger can cause more stronger disease.
But he feels vaccine protection offers some hope. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.